Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Is this new 50-year battery for real? Betavolt's nuclear battery lasts for decades, but you won't see one in your next iPhone. Powering a mobile device would require a cell the size of a yak. By Rhett Elaine. Wouldn't it be cool if you never had to charge your cell phone? That's what a lot of people were probably thinking recently when a company called Betavolt said it had developed a coin-sized nuclear battery that would last for 50 years. Is it for real? Yes, it is. Will you be able to buy one of these forever phones anytime soon? Probably not, unfortunately, because, well, physics. Let's see why. All batteries do the same thing. They produce an electric current to do some kind of work. But energy isn't free. If that work is blasting music on your Bluetooth speakers, there has to be something that decreases in energy. In a good old AA, there's a chemical reaction to produce the current. That chemical reaction doesn't last forever, so the battery will eventually die. In a nuclear battery, the power source is a piece of radioactive material, and it will keep on going like the Energizer Bunny until the source is no longer radioactive, which isn't forever, but it's a heck of a lot longer. These aren't actually new. The Voyager 1 space probe launched in 1977 has a nuclear battery. It's now over 15 billion miles away, and it still has a little juice. That's pretty good mileage. The specific type on Voyager is called a radioisotope thermoelectric generator, which is a big name for what is basically a hunk of plutonium in a box. As the plutonium decays, it converts mass to energy, producing heat. If you stick a solid-state device on it, the difference in temperature between the hot and cold metals produces voltage and causes an electric current to flow. It's kind of crazy that a temperature difference alone can generate electricity, but you can test this out at home using some copper wire and a paperclip, without the plutonium, by sticking one end in ice water and the other in hot water. This type of power source is great for space probes because it has no moving parts, so it won't break down and it lasts for decades. Now, this new battery, announced by Betavolt, uses a different technology called beta-voltaic generation. Instead of tapping thermal energy, it captures the ejected electrons, known as beta particles, from a radioactive isotope of nickel to form an electric current. It's made up of several layers of nickel sandwiched between plates of diamond, which serve as a semiconductor. There's a bunch of cool stuff to go over here, so let's dive in. Nickel-63 is an isotope of the stable version of the element nickel-58. That number is the atomic weight, the total number of protons and neutrons in the nucleus of the atom. Nickel-63 has 5 extra neutrons, which makes it unstable. Over time, one of those extra neutrons will decay into a proton and produce a new electron. With an extra proton, the atom will now be copper-63, the next element in the periodic table. This nuclear reaction produces energy, shooting the electron out of the atom at high speed. It's important to know that the rate of radioactive decay isn't constant. It depends on the number of atoms of the material present, so the production of electrons declines exponentially over time. In the case of nickel-63, half of the atoms will decay in about 96 years. One other thing we need to be clear on? You get one electron from one atom of nickel, and that's it. That atom is done emitting forever. After that, it's just deadweight copper. So is the Betavolt battery radioactive? Yes, it is, since it emits particles through radioactive decay. We usually classify radioactive decay into three types: alpha, beta, and gamma. These labels are based on the type of stuff that is radiated. Alpha particles are just the nuclei of helium atoms, beta particles are electrons, and gamma rays are a type of very high-frequency electromagnetic radiation. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's dangerous. We're constantly exposed to background radiation just by living on Earth. Even bananas are slightly radioactive, if you want to be paranoid. The Betavolt battery has only a small amount of material, and it probably has some shielding built in. Plus, beta radiation isn't as harmful as, say, gamma rays, so it would probably be safe to use. All right, let's talk about electricity. First, we need some basic terms. An electrical current is just a flow of electrons in a circuit. The rate of flow is measured in amperes. 1 amp equals 6.24 times 10 to the 18th electrons flowing through a certain point per second. Got that? Okay. The power supplied, measured in watts, can be calculated by multiplying the electrical current by the voltage. 1 watt equals 1 joule of energy per second. Multiplying power by a period of time gives you the total energy used, usually measured in kilowatt hours. Now, the Betavolt battery is a 3-volt battery with a stated power output of 100 microwatts. If we divide power by volts, that will tell us how much current is flowing per second. That gives us an electric current that's really tiny. For comparison, it's 3 times less current than you can get from a stack of pennies. It doesn't seem quite fair that a nickel battery is weaker than a penny battery. Remember, this electric current is just the stream of electrons from the decay of nickel atoms. Why do we care about that? Because it tells us how much radioactive material we're using up. But remember, we can't maintain a constant level of current because the rate of decay, and so the rate of energy production, declines exponentially over time. So yes, a small nuclear battery could last for 50 years, but it will be very weak, and it will get weaker the longer you use it. Could it power a cell phone? Well, your phone requires way more than 100 microwatts of power. As an example, the iPhone 13 battery has a capacity of 3,240 milliamp hours. This means it can produce an output of 3.24 amps for 1 hour. For one charge of the battery, that equates to 2.08 times 10 to the 19th electrons. Whether you spread this out over an hour or a day, that's how many electrons you'd use to drain the battery. Of course, when it's in your pocket or sitting on a counter at night, it hardly draws any power. But that wouldn't be true with a beta-voltaic battery. The rate of current flow would be determined solely by the decay rate of nickel-63 and how much of it you have. In other words, it's always on. And it would have to produce current at a rate that can power your most intensive tasks. Your phone probably draws a current between 0.5 and 2 amps, depending on what you're doing. Let's say you want a beta-voltaic battery that produces 1.5 amps for 10 years so you can play Pokemon Go whenever you want. That would require a grand total of 2.9 times 10 to the 27th electrons, which means you'd need to use up 309,000 grams of nickel-63. Yes, that's 680 pounds. Just to be clear, this battery would weigh as much as a female yak. In fact, you'd need more than that because the decay rate shrinks over time. Maybe if you gave up games and streaming and just used the phone for basic stuff, you could get by with a goat's worth. So yes, nuclear batteries are real, and they last for ages, but unless phones become massively more efficient, these batteries aren't going to be in the newest smartphones. And in general, they're not really suited for applications that have variable power needs. But they'll probably find specialized use cases that require long life and low power. Maybe things like remote sensors? Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Spoken Layer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.